Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we look back at Helmets and Hot Dogs, held on Friday across from Knoxville City Hall. This event encourages kids to stay safe during the summertime by offering new bicycle helmets in exchange for old ones. We are joined by Greg Hartzell, one of the originators of the event, and Officer Kyle Keller from the Knoxville Police Department, who also has summertime safety tips for children and their parents.
How big would you say the turnout was compared to other years?
Well, I think the turnout was pretty well, considering, you know, it pretty much in keeping with the years past. And, of course, the weather cooperated. That was a plus. But the other thing is we had a lot more vendors here as far as community involvement. We had a lot of folks. And the whole idea is it started around bike safety and where, you know, kids making sure they get their helmets, wear their helmets when they're riding their bikes. But we passed out sunscreen. We made sure that kids are, you know their bike safety rules. So it just, you know, this being the last day of school here in Knoxville, we want to make sure as kids are getting excited for the summertime that they're also making sure they're observing certain safety rules as they're enjoying their summer. And so we had a lot of community involvement. So we had a lot of community partners this time around. That was a big plus this year, and glad to see that growth this year over the years past.
This is with Officer Kyle Keller. And now that summertime is underway, you've just finished the Helmets and Hot Dogs event, and part of the reason for that is encouraging safety, and that's something that kids have to be cognizant of, whether they're dealing with bikes or not. What are some tips kids should keep in mind?
Well, I think, you know, us parents, we need to remind our kids to use safety as a thing as they're doing this summer. You know, when they're on their bikes, their scooters, their skateboards, anything that they're riding, you know, making sure they're looking before they cross both ways, make sure they're wearing their helmet. Hopefully a lot of the kids came out today and get their helmets. But just being more mindful and careful of traffic, because sometimes people driving just don't see you when you're getting ready to go across the road or go across even a crosswalk. You just need to really watch out yourself as a child.
Children, of course, especially younger ones, they need to be taught this lesson a lot, and that's is that something parents can and should help out with?
Oh, definitely, I agree. You know, it starts young when you always are holding the kid's hand and making sure you're looking both ways before you cross the road. I mean, that needs to be utilized for anybody, even adults.
Another thing that pops up this time of year, occasionally, especially around the 4th of July, you may find some stray fireworks, and we should probably warn children about that. What are some things parents should tell children about finding those around?
So sometimes you're going to find fireworks around that haven't been exploded or anything. You know, kids are very curious. We're all curious, but kids are curious, and they're going to want to pick them up, and they're going to want to play with them. Just have those conversations with your kids. If you find something like that, please bring it to you right away, or bring it to another trusted adult that they can, so it can be destroyed or whatever.
Another thing is water safety. Kids maybe hitting swimming pools or the lake or whatever swimming hole they can find. And what do parents need to tell them about that?
Well, be with your kid if you can, if they're going to be swimming somewhere, especially, you know, in our natural swimming areas, the lakes, the ponds, rivers, things like that. If your kid's going to go swim there, make sure you're with them so you can supervise them. It wouldn't hurt to have life jackets with them, obviously, if it's going to be too deep of water for them to swim in. Get your kids in swimming lessons if you haven't already done something like that, and get them used to that so they know how to swim and wade if they need to stay afloat. Also, if kids are going swimming somewhere and you trust them, that you think they're a good age to do it on their own, make sure they have a friend or a buddy with them. Don't ever let them go somewhere and do it by themselves.
Of course, you deal directly with a lot of kids in the schools. They're out of school right now, and can do plenty of, and there's plenty for them to want to do. What about older kids? So what tips do you have for parents or for kids themselves to be careful of this year?
Well, I would love to see our older kids continue to be outside. You know, sometimes they're stuck indoors playing video games, so let's get the kids outside and go to the parks. You know, we love to see the older kids at the park as long as they're behaving. And on that note with the parks, you know, we want the older kids to behave. We don't want them to be swearing out there or fighting or doing anything else that's going to affect other families or other kids that want to come out there. But I do encourage the teenagers and those kids to get out there and enjoy the weather, too.
All right. Any other advice you might want to pass on?
I just think, you know, this summer, use overall safety. The kids are going to be excited after today. They're done with school. They want to be out running around. So just be careful.
Thanks to Greg Hartzell and Officer Kyle Keller for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.